I will go ahead and say welcome to each and every one of you who are here tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of the Fall 2012 Convention and being troopers to attend the board meeting on a Thursday night after your day of travels to get here. Thank you. I will turn it over to our secretary, Gabe Griffith, to call the roll of the board.
I'm glad she said call the roll of the board because Vince is trying to convince me to call his dinner roll.
I knew it.
Okay, we will commence with the call of the board. President Donna Pomerantz.
Here.
First Vice President Gene Lozano.
Here.
Second Vice President Roger Peterson.
Here.
Secretary Gabe Griffith. Here. Treasurer Peter Pardini.
Here.
Immediate Past President Jeff Tom. Moving to board members, Artis Bazin.
Present.
Vince Calderon.
Here.
Lena Dawes, I'm sorry.
Here.
Old habits and all that. David Hanlon.
Here.
David Jackson. Linda Perel.
Present.
Eric Smiley. Robert Wendt.
Here.
And Judy Wilkinson.
Here.
Madam President, that concludes the second calling of the board for this evening.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, and we now have two absences.
Correct. Yes, Lena came in during our executive session, and she was a force to be reckoned with. They were going to let her in these doors. So it was great. Okay. Now, Gabe, I can either have you do this, the secretary, or I can do it, which is the reading of the agenda. Would you like to?
I don't mind reading it.
Okay. Go ahead, Gabe.
Okay. Do you want me to start from the top with the executive session and all that?
No.
Okay. So we have call
number
to,
four.
Call to, let's see. Sorry, I've got other notes in here now. I'm scrolling past, so give me just a second. Okay, number four, we have roll call, which is what we just completed. Number five is report actions of executive session. Number six is reading and review of the agenda. Number seven, public comment. Number eight, approval of minutes. We have 2 minutes, April 12th, 2012, and May 30th, 2012. Nine is Treasurer's Report. There are several items under that. Do you want me to read all the A, B, C, D, E, all that?
That's part of the official agenda, so yeah, please. No? Yes, no, peanut gallery on the right.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
The membership rules, yes.
Okay.
Read it.
I guess I'm glad I asked. okay, Treasurer's Report. We have A, September 12 account. What's that?
2012.
Oh, I'm sorry, September 2012. Glad I have somebody else reading along with me. Account balance report. B, September 2012. Balance sheet. C, treasurer's report for the period January 1 to September 30, 2012. D, income and expense comparison for FY, I'm guessing that's fiscal year 2012 and 2011. E, report on the 2011 audit. Moving on to number 10, Muttstrut report. Number 11 is report on Newell Perry Trust Fund. Number 12 is report on Ellen Murphy Trust Fund. Number 13 is record retention policy. Number 14 is T, team thank you discussion from June 2012. Number 15 is board expectations document. Number 16 is strategic plan discussion and update. 17 is public comment. 18 is adjourn. Sorry for my mutilating of the reading, but that concludes the reading of the agenda.
Okay. Do we have any boards wish to add, any board members wish to add any items to the agenda?
Donna?
Do we have a motion? Peter?
I'd like to make some announcements.
Okay. We will add announcements to the agenda. Okay. Anything else? Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as read?
So moved. Seconded.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor of approving the agenda as read, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Great. Motion carries. Okay. Hold on one second. We have, let me go ahead and let Peter make his announcements before we get to the public comment item, first public comment. Go ahead, Peter.
Yep. We still have meal tickets available. For all the meals. So I'd please encourage everyone to purchase our plated meals. If you need, please purchase your plated meals for tomorrow lunches by 10 a.m. or around there, or and like 3 p.m. for the president's dinner tomorrow. And please encourage your friends to purchase plated meals. Thank you.
Madam President?
Artist.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. Here we go, Artist.
They were going to use Vince's water as a microphone for Artist.
It's not going that far.
Okay, should I just talk loud and you can repeat it?
No.
Okay. Just got to figure out how to turn it on. Let's see.
You're on.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure people sign up for the membership breakfast on Saturday. We're going to be discussing some ways you can build members in your chapter and throughout the state. So if you don't have a chapter member signed up, we'd like at least one chapter member from any chapter. And if you want to send several, that would be great. So I'd encourage you to buy tickets for that. Thanks.
Okay.
Madam President?
Gene.
If I can make an announcement.
Okay.
I'd like to give a pitch for the tomorrow morning, the joint session of the Committee on Access and Transportation and the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision joint session. Particularly wanting to really, really have a large audience, particularly from, well, we'd like the whole time, 9 to 12, but particularly from 9 to 11, we're having Holly Sinaris coming from Sacramento from the Department of Public Health to put on a condensed workshop on how to put a blind pedestrian safety campaign. We've gotten a lot of comments from people throughout the state saying we want to do something to educate motorists and bicyclists of that we're out there traveling and we want it to be safer. And here is some training you can get and take back home. And it's going to be hands-on. And so we need really our organization to turn out full and be on time and participate in this, because this could make change on a local basis and get greater visibility for CCB that could have rippling effects like Mutt and Strut and other events we're putting on. So please show up for that. It's going to be in this room tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and then followed by some reports from Caltrans, some really positive things about accessible pedestrian signals that Caltrans will put in and activate when they're installed. Thank you.
Okay. I would also like to let folks know that we do have sweepstakes tickets for sale, $5 a ticket. Just to let you know, we have had some addition of prizes if folks haven't read the listserv. First prize is an iPad, and I don't know all the letters and numbers, but I understand that it is the latest one, and everyone's saying, I want it. Yeah. Second prize is a $500 gift card to Lane Bryant. Or you can also use it at Catherine's. Third prize is a $200 Target gift card. The next prize, some board member didn't turn off their cell phone. Who might it be? Okay. Anyway, the next prize is, thank you. Oh, it reminded him. The next prize is a $100 gift card to Walmart. And this past weekend, I received an email from one of our members, Mr. Mike Keithley, who said that he wished to donate $100 in cash so that there could be a $100 cash prize as well. So, yes. So, please, you still have a chance to buy your tickets. Call your friends. Tell them they don't have to be here to win. But then, you know, if they win, you don't have to tell them, right? Because you're not going to tell them how to listen to the stream. Okay. Any other announcements? All right. If we can go to public comment. Does anyone wish to give public comment at this time? Okay. Hearing none. We have approval of the minutes.
Madam President?
Artists? Approval of the minutes of April 12, 2012, and May 30th, 2012.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept both the April 12th and the May minutes as sent.
Second. Okay, Artis made a motion, Vince seconded. Do we have any discussion?
Judy Wilkinson.
Judy has discussion. Jeff is hoarding the mic. Okay, go ahead.
Also, I can't remember how to spell it, Gabe, but I know hors d'oeuvres is not spelled the way you have it.
It's H-O-R-S-E-T-U-V-E-R-S, horse
stupid. No, it's H-O-R-S-D apostrophe O-U-V-R-E-S. Hors d'oeuvre. It is a French word.
Oh, Lucrezia.
It's not on.
Okay, so.
Madam President, since I've heard about five different spellings, I will find the correct spelling and I will correct the spelling of hors d'oeuvres. And
I think that you need to post it to the board list so that we could take a vote and see if they accept.
I don't know.
And then
Ms.
we'll
Bacon,
ratify.
Is that
it.
A friendly amendment?
That's why we need Braille.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Wonderful. Okay. I would like to hand the microphone over to our treasurer, Peter Pardini, for his treasurer's report. And I'll move my laptop if you wanted to come over here, or
okay, well done.
Or do you want me to give you the wireless? Well, no,
I'll
you
just
can't.
Come over
do
there. It'll be
okay,
easier.
Perfect.
Basically, in the board packet, the first item is report of CD brokerage and checking accounts activity as of September 30th, 2012. And I'm not going to read that. The second document. We approve
at
them at the end.
So would you go through all of Peter's documents now, and then we'll approve. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then the second document is the balance sheet as of September 30th, 2012. And I'm just going to give the highlights. Total assets.
Is that your 107.754.71?
Yes.
You don't have a microphone.
$1,082,615. Liabilities. Total liabilities is $9,081. Equity equals $1,073,533. Total liabilities and equity is $1,082,615. Do we have any questions regarding the balance sheet? Hearing none, the next document is the treasurer's report as of the period January 1 to September 30th. And we have total income for the period, $160,960. Our total expenses for the period were $153,329. Leaving a net income. This does not include our investment accounts of $7,631. Our total other income on investments was the period $71,364, leaving a total income of the two amounts in the amount of $78,996. Let me go over a couple budget figures. Our total income budget was 278,000
$389,000. And again, our net income was $160,960. Leaving a difference of $117,428. That's a difference between our budgeted income and the amount of money we actually received. Total budgeted expenses are $278,389. And again, our amount of expenses were $153,329. Are there any questions regarding the treasurer's report? Yeah, go ahead.
Peter, I really just kind of feel boggled. Could you just kind of break it down about, you know, how much we took in? Are we behind? I know you've got a comparison thing here. Could you just give us I'm really confused as to whether we're ahead, behind, where we think we're supposed to be. Could you just enlighten me a little bit on some of those just key figures?
Yes, I can, Judy.
Thank you.
Well, basically, if you compare our budgeted income against the amount of actual income, we're behind by $117,428. And again, if you compare the budgeted expenses of $278,389 against our expenditures of $153,329, we haven't expended as much as we anticipated in the budget. But overall, thanks to the good stock market, we're ahead. I mean, the difference between our income and expense, all income, including our investment accounts and our expenses, the difference is we've taken in $78,996 more than we've expended. The stock market has done very well, thank God.
Now, when you say that you spent $153,000 of $278,000, is that for 9 months? I mean, the $278,000 was for a full year.
Yeah, that's a full year budget.
And the $78,000 was for just through September, correct?
Right.
So, but we're on target to come in under.
Yeah, I mean, look, basically the bottom line, we're going to have, our income is going to be greater than our expenses this year, thanks to the stock market, which has been really helpful to us.
Thank you, Peter.
I need the mic. Just to help clarify for us, Peter, right now it sounds like we're in the black, but at the same time, we're having the TAP reserves, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are.
So I think that's some reality people need to understand.
Yeah, basically and the total transfer, it was, 1 second. To date, we've transferred $54,000 as of September 30th. And then recently I had to do another transfer in the amount of $18,000 because of our, you know, we have convention expenses of right around for this convention between 20 and 25,000. We're being saved by the stock market. I guess, yeah.
Okay. Two things. First, just as clarification, and I'll ask it in the form of a question, because if you disagree with me, I want to know if I'm wrong. Would you say, though, that the end of the year usually, you know, and forgetting what the stock market might do, it might do really well, or not. But then you say, though, that at the end of the year, our expenses outstrip our income just because of the way our income comes in and certain things going out, like audit and things like that?
Yes, it would.
Okay. And the other, and then one other question, I see under income, I saw it and lost it. I thought I saw a transfer of assets somewhere.
We did. As in the statement, it has $54,000 that we had to transfer.
Okay, so does that mean our income really is $54,000 less than in reality?
It is. I mean, we budgeted the amount of the trend. I mean,
no, I understand that.
Yeah, in reality, it is.
Okay, so that's important to know because on the surface, it looks like we're ahead by more than we really are. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Appreciate that.
Mr. Treasurer?
Do you have one? Do you have this one? Or do you...
Let's go. Oh, I don't have one. Hear it again.
No, it's that way.
Okay. And Peter, I apologize. I haven't been able to go through the reports. I don't have them in front of me. But can you tell us about where things are with the car programs?
Yeah, oh, we're really, I mean, we got to, that's an,
I'm sorry if I caught you off guard on that.
We're really, it's depressing. Basically, as of September 30th, the income that we receive for the car program is only $5,056. We budgeted $35,000. I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, this is...
And we're satisfied with the performance of the... Because we had a lengthy discussion over a year ago with whether we should change firms to work with. And I just wonder, are you satisfied with what they're doing?
We did have a lengthy discussion. We did have a lengthy discussion a year ago about this. And I have... two entities that I have been looking into, and salespeople are very good at what they do. How's that for being blunt? And what I have learned about these two entities, and it's a bit of a concern, but what they do is, because basically what other entities have said is, well, you don't have the sales because you don't market yourself, you don't, you know, blog, you don't, you know, all this other thing, and they offer us these wonderful things and all this money. But in the end, they say, but you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to do this. And so we can definitely have that discussion again if this board is prepared to do marketing, because that's what these entities are saying. And if we pay them to do the marketing for us, then we're going to have to be paying them, you know, paying a lot more or give them a higher percentage. The other thing that's happening, the trend, is that they're selling. VDPC has been bought just recently by, within the last several months, and I'm not remembering the name of the company. And ironically enough, this other company was one of the ones that I've been looking at. So I thought, that name's familiar. And I went back and I looked at my paperwork, and sure enough, this was one of the other companies that was marketing, you know, that was kind of doing sales. We can look into it again, but you as a board are going to have to give the time so that we can do the investigation, make a decision accordingly, but know that they either want us, what they're all saying is, you know, we're not marketing ourselves on the internet, and that's a problem. So we can look into it if this board wills, but, you know, everything's on the table. Thank you.
Peter? This is David Hanlon. It seems to me that we have been in severe in the red for the last 4 years, significantly underwater, and now it seems like we're very near the surface. It seems to me like we're doing better. And I would like to congratulate you and Donna and some of the members of the board for reaching at this point. I know the stock market hasn't been doing better, but also we've been very, very diligent in maintaining a budget. So I would like to congratulate you guys for the very well job you guys are doing.
Thank you very much. But again, we all need to give every one of us, everyone on the board, everyone that's available to do help fundraises, we need to get additional funds into the council so that we can provide services to our members. Because we don't know how long the stock market's going to keep going, and we can't really, plus we can't afford to keep dipping into our reserves. Eventually, they won't be there. Plus, we don't know the trends after the next election. So, I mean, we're doing better, but we need to... It's a call to order for everybody to help fundraise. Is there any question regarding the treasurer's report?
I've asked this before, and I know it's kind of irregular, but because it's something we can all do if we put our mind to it. But what I'd really like to see, and I know it's not a particularly, you know, budget-friendly accounting-wise figure, but what I'd like to see, and I think it'd be a good idea once in a while, every few months, is a figure of the liquid or security assets that we have that are, you know, aside from scholarships and trusts, but just the total of those, and I know we can all do them in our heads, but it would make it a lot easier for people, I think, the total of the assets that are our general fund assets. Every once in a while, it would be nice to see that figure, because it would give people an idea. It was kind of along the lines of where, was it Vince, was it you, or Charles, I forget, where we were going, maybe it was Charles at the budget hearing, going about keeping us sort of on track as to whether we're going up or down or whatever. And do you see what I'm getting at, Peter, that type
yes,
of thing?
I do, and it really should be done monthly.
Okay.
And I mean, that's something I can, once yeah. I get a spreadsheet together, I can
okay.
do it monthly. And
thank you, Peter.
Not a problem. I appreciate. Yeah, Linda?
Just a quick question. I was listening to the Giants World Series on the radio, and every once in a while, they mention an organization called Heritage for the Blind, who was collecting cars, and, you know, broken down cars, any old kinds of cars. And I didn't have any idea what that might be about and why it wasn't us instead of them.
Um, We don't really have that kind of money to do that kind of advertising. I mean, I'd like to find out. They must have spent a ton of money on that advertisement.
Thank you. There's been a lot of concerns expressed by this board, and in fact other states as well. We actually tried to get the Attorney General a few years ago to get involved, the state Attorney General. I know, I forget whether it's Pennsylvania or New York, one of the, they've tried. We have a lot of concerns about what they do, and they don't do very much. But we have not been successful. You know, if this board wants Donna to do it again, obviously I'm sure she will, but I suspect we won't get very far without a smoking gun.
Thank you.
Are there any additional questions regarding the treasurer's report?
Peter, Judy, how much did we hope that the mutt strut would bring in?
I will give a mud strut report.
But I'm just in terms of this up and down of the...
Judy, that question, can we defer that question until I give my report?
Sure, of course. He's got to find the other. Of course.
Sorry. That's okay.
The last document that I'd like to go over is the previous year comparison for the period ending January 1st to October 29th, 2012, against January 1st, December 31st, 2011. For the period ending October 2012, we had income in the amount of $124,413. This does not include the transfer. And in 2011, the income was, for the whole year, $146,762. And that's a difference of $22,349. Yes, it's $146,762. Total expenses as of October 2012 is $168 in 2000 for the period ending 2011. Our total expenses were $279,543. That's a difference of negative $119,405. And the total income for October 2012 was, the difference between income and expenses was a negative $35,724. And in 2011, it was $132,780. In 2012, we had other income in the amount of $75,551. And in 2011, it was a negative $8,253. So the difference of net income as of October 2012, $39,827. For the period ending in 2011, it was a negative $141,033. And that basically includes my treasurer's report. And then, what can we? Don't know what I'd like to do. Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, so do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report as read? Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you very much. I will give it over to our treasurer to give a report on the 2011 audit.
Thank you, Donna. We completed our 2011 audit, and we had a very successful audit, and unfortunately, I forgot to print out, and I can give you summary figures at the business meeting on Sunday. I'll take a few minutes and make a summary report. Again, I apologize. But we completed our audit. We have our final audit report from the auditors. Our findings were good. And I was very pleased with our audit for 2011.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have great group of people who do our audits, and they're pleased, they see improvements every year as we progress on the way that we do some of the things, and Peter will give that report at the Sunday morning business. The next item on the agenda is a report on the Mutt Strut 2012 CCB Mutt Strut, and I'm going to go ahead and give it over to Peter.
It's the Peter show.
Yeah. Let's basically, this is the 2012 Mutt Strut financial report as of October 28th, 2012. And it's by region. Basically, the Los Angeles region had a budget of $30,250. They took in $744. Their expense budget for the Mutt Strut was $11,330. Their expenses were $425. The difference between income and expenses is $319. For the Sacramento region, their income budget was $7,500. They took in $6,940. Their budgeted expenses was $3,850. Their actual expenses were $3,263. The difference between their income and expenses was $3,677. For the San Francisco region, we had a budgeted income figure in the amount of $9,400. Our actual income was $10,254.
our expense budget was $5,815. Our actual expenses were $3,263. The difference between income and expenses was $6,991. And the overall total was, all the budgets were $47,150 for income. The total income actually taken in was $18,215. The actual budgeted expenses were $20,950. The actual expenses were $6,952. The difference between income and expenses was $11,263. So we did very well with the 2012 Mutt Strutt budget. Are there any questions?
Is this on? Oh, here we go. Okay, I missed one of the numbers. I'm just looking back here. The budgeted expenses was what? I think you said 20,000?
Yeah, $20,995.
$20,995?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Can you just restate for me how much did we bring in purely on sponsorship?
For this report, I didn't break that out. I can get that to the board later on.
Okay. Thank you.
The bottom line then is that we made $11,000. Have I basically got that right?
Yes, you're correct, Judy.
Yeah, that is you know, really good given that San Francisco was the first time this year, and you know that we didn't, you know, we had some troubles in LA, and that Sacramento, you know, did a good job as well, and we're going to bring hopefully more people on board next year, but I do want, Peter, at some point for you to help people understand things like how many First Giving pages did we have? I think that's some of what Gene may be asking about. You know, bottom line is we had no statewide sponsors. You know, we had in San Francisco, bottom line, 46 walkers. You know, and it's just sort of, when you look at those numbers, it's a miracle that we brought in the money we did. And those are the areas that we really obviously need to work harder next year.
Yeah, I can provide that more detailed information.
But the real key is, you know, I'm not usually the positivist here, but every year we have really done better, and it does take several years to get a project like this launched so that it becomes a tried and true breadwinner. Pretty soon I want to get one we'll just put in, you know, people just put in the number like you do for the Red Cross. You dial something like 99 something or other, and then you put in California Council, and then money comes to us, you know, because people just like to play with their phones. We could.
Any other questions?
This was definitely a labor, a year's worth of work, and I want to have everybody in the room, and including folks up here at the board table, give the Mutt Strutt committee and everyone who supported it in different ways a great big hand. Thank you.
This is David Hanlon, San Diego. Next year, we hope to be involved in the Muskrat in San Diego. So next year, I think it's really going to be a significant event for CCB in that if we get San Francisco, Sacramento, L.A., and San Diego involved, I think hopefully we'll make over 20,000, if not more, dollars next year. So wish us luck on that one.
Okay. David, I want to thank you for that. What I'll share briefly is there are what we as a board are doing is regions are submitting proposals. Those proposal documents have gone to those who wish to chair. Those proposals are due November 30th. And we're quite detailed in what we are asking for so that a region can be approved. All of these things in this proposal, the proposals must be complete for us to be able to review them and approve them. And I was very happy to hear that San Diego was interested as well. For the LA region, I'm going to name off the chairs right now at this point because we don't have all vice chairs in place. But LA region, the chair is Ken Metz. San Diego region, the chair is Charlene Ornelas. Sacramento region, the chair is Jeff Tom. And the San Francisco region, the chair is Frank Welty. I want to thank those four folks for stepping up, agreeing to lead those regions in their efforts. And as I said, I hope each region is already working on their proposals because November 30th is going to come really fast. Also, just to let everybody know, Muskrat 2013, if the board approves it happening, it will be held again because the group unanimously agreed that it needs to happen at the same time so communities can get prepared to look for it. So it will be on the second Saturday in September once again in 2013. And as I said, the committee chairs have those proposals in their email boxes, and I'm sure that different regions are already doing some investigating and working on getting those completed. The board hopes to meet, actually the board will meet, the first week in December, as close to the beginning of December as possible in that first week, to review those proposals and hopefully get something so that we can make some great announcements approving these regions if they've completed their proposals. So thank you again, and put Muskrat 2013 in your calendar for the second Saturday in September. We'll make the announcement about regions and such as soon as the board has made its decision. So thank you. Okay. I'm going to need you to bear with me for this one, because the next item on the agenda is the Newell Perry Trust Fund report. And I get a call this morning from one Catherine Skivers, who we all know and love, who said that she had the reports for me and if she could dictate them to me. So, and of course, she had called a couple of other folks because she wasn't able to get a hold of me. She left a message and then she called right back and she wasn't able to get me. So I knew I had to call her back right away. Otherwise, all of you would be fine looking for me. And where is she? Where is she? So bear with me here. Okay. Kathy mentions that the Newell Perry trustees, and Newell Perry has one L. She was very happy when I was taking dictation and said, one L, and she said, yes. So the trustees are Richard Drueda, Pat LaFrance-Wolf, and Kathy Skivers, and their advisor is Don Andrews, and she basically says that we have been advised that we do not, because they do not buy and sell a lot in their accounts, that we will henceforth receive only quarterly reports or quarterly statements. And she basically says that these are the new regulations within the firm that they use. So they're not getting paper every month anymore. They will be getting quarterly statements. She says, however, we will continue to call the office and get monthly totals, as we always have. She says that Donna will request, she'll make the request on their behalf, that monthly statements can still go to them, but frankly, you know, she doubts that it will happen because there have been a lot of changes within the organization. Because the market was closed a few days due to the storms and the flooding, we do not have a balance beyond October 31st. At that time, we had 189,794. We are pleased with the performance of our stocks with this company. We believe this is a pretty good balance, although I'm reading my bad shorthand too, because I just typed and typed and typed and made mistakes on letters. She basically said, although they had withdrawn $25,000, they still did pretty well. We will keep you informed as to our progress. Sincerely, Catherine Skivers, trustee. So that is the Newell Perry report. The Ellen Murphy Fund. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a motion to accept the Newell Perry? Gabe moves. Artist seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The Ellen Murphy Fund. The trustees of this fund are Abigail Vincent, Patricia LaFrance-Wolf, Catherine Skivers, and the advisor for this account is Jim Giordano from UBS. As of Monday evening, October 29th, the bulk of their equipment is in New Jersey, which has been flooded. Because of, she says, because of the water, they are not yet able to get all of the information that's needed. She says, our balance was $248,560.97. She says, thanks to our incredible good fortune in receiving an anonymous $5,000 contribution this year and dividends from our various accounts, we have been able to meet our obligations without having to sell any of our holdings. So far this year, we have assisted 9 people and spent $898. This will change because after some dividends come in November 6th, we will be funding a piece of equipment for an applicant. At year's end, we will notify you of this total number of people we have assisted in 2012. The number one need we have met has been to help people get into housing that they can afford. At least three of these people we assisted would have been left out on the street without the assistance. We have assisted with medical needs and some technology equipment. This was done to help people with education and job retention. All of those we have helped have been most appreciative. Many have said if they ever had the good fortune to have the money, they would donate to Ellen Murphy to give the same kind of assistance that they needed so badly. If you have any questions on either of the reports, please feel free to call us. Sincerely, Catherine Skivers. Do we have a motion to accept the Ellen Murphy artist and Peter seconded? Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Jeff.
I'm going to make a statement that's a little controversial, and I'm not going to really follow it up right now, but I'll later maybe. What I want to say basically is, with respect to Newell Perry, if our financial situation continues the way it is, this board needs to take a very close look at Newell Perry to see if it can be used in more beneficial ways for this organization within the constitutionally permissible structure. And that's really all I want to say at this point.
Okay, so noted. Judy?
Since you started this, Jeff, I just want to raise this, that I think the board also needs to see if we can find creative ways to work with the Ellen Murphy Fund. For instance, if we could put a little bit of that money in our crisis fund, saying that as part of the crisis fund, those funds need to be used to help women, that could perhaps partially, maybe the Ellen Murphy trustees could see putting some money in our crisis fund if that were its purpose, or scholarships. I mean, I just think, again, believe me, I've been around San Francisco long enough to remember the Buck Foundation and Marin County and that stuff. But I think we need to see if we can find creative ways to look at using this wonderful fund, which is now used to support women.
Okay, Jean.
I know this is not the time to get into a discussion on that, but I believe that that fund was specifically donated to us with certain conditions, but that allowed it to stay there, that they would not be transferred. It was specific for things, or else we were going to lose it, and I don't think it's something we can change into another, transfer into another group's fund. And I think, like the crisis committee, we need a mission statement and criteria as to what does meet the criteria of a crisis address. And that's something I've asked several years ago, and I know Donna is working on that. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at, too, before discussion transferring funds.
And I think that there are definitely a number of things that I would like to see. And just on the theme of all of this that needs to be done, you know, we definitely need board members to let me know of wishing to take on chairing and speaking to other board members, because one person can't always do all of this alone. So we need little pockets of board members to help work on investigating some of these things so that we can have concrete facts that would allow us to act in whatever ways, whether it be getting mission statements, et cetera, and the other things mentioned tonight. So I'm not opposed to these things, but if we don't have the people power, they're not going to get done. So I need folks to think about things that, some of the things that were brought up tonight that folks might be interested in working on. And some of you even thinking about chairing some of those efforts. Because we have a lot of people who say, you know, this is great and I'd like to help, but I don't want to chair. And things aren't going to happen unless you have a strong leader at the helm, chairing whatever initiative or effort it is. So, anything else on that? Okay, great. The next item we have on the agenda is discussion on our record retention policy. And we started working this summer on implementing some of this policy. And if the board is so moved or interested, I wanted to ask if anyone wished for Peter to read that policy, if folks needed to refamiliarize themselves with it. Yes, but what we need, because it is living document, and we have attempted to implement some of it. And then as we were implementing, we decided, so if the board doesn't need it to be read again, we won't read it. But in the interest of transparency, I have asked Peter to look at those categories that we list in there and give some specificity as to the things that we actually have, you know, like, you know, certain bank statements, mail lists, invoices, whatever. Because we have these great categories, but as Gene and Jeff and myself started to implement it, we all decided so that it can be something that it doesn't matter who's president, the same things will be treated in the same way. So I asked Peter to look at that and give some specificity to the nomenclature that we use within the office. So that's why this item was on the agenda. And if the board doesn't need to hear it reread, we don't need to reread it. I'm just sharing with you what I'm having Peter do. Yes, Gabe.
Trying to get a microphone. That way I don't have to use. Oh, thank you. My personal feeling would be that we've gone over at least the bulk of this document before, and I trust those of you implementing it to properly categorize everything. So I, unless anybody else has any major desire to it, my personal feeling is I don't need to hear it again.
Okay. Or at least go through it again.
Yeah, we don't need to go through it since Peter's going to. Okay, Linda. Gabe is basically saying we don't need to go through it again. If Peter's going to refine it, he trusts that we will implement that policy properly. Lynn.
Yeah, could we have a date by which we'd get a report on the progress of that?
That would be up to our treasurer, because you do have a full plate with.
I hope to get to the office in early December to work on this, and I really hope to have it completed. Let's say, I was going to go by January 31st just to be on.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so, and then we could go ahead and implement it. But you'll have the final document then by January 31st, as Peter said. Okay. Next item on the agenda is what I lovingly title as Team Thank You. Team Thank You discussion. I posted an article on the board list of something that Stephen Obremski, ACB's development director, sent out. An article on something that the board can do. We do have, you know, different people who give to CCB in varying amounts. And I wanted to put something in place so that we can have a mechanism to properly thank people personally by a phone call. If we have all their information, and I wanted those calls to be made by board members, you know, as soon as I put a name out there, because one of the things the article said is a timely thank you is very, very important. And the article talked about, you know, 24 to 48 hours, a personal thank you should go out, and that would do a lot to keep and hold and encourage those who choose to share their financial gifts with CCB. So board members were inspired and they were happy and they loved the article and said, this is great and this is good. And so I said, great, who wants to do it? And we need a chair. And I had a number of wonderful board members who said, I want to do it. And I can make those calls, but I cannot chair. So that is why Team Thank You, at the moment anyway, is sitting in the same spot that it was sitting in back in June. I am very, very happy to announce that Team Thank You now has a captain, a chair, and that chair is board member Linda Perel. So I am very happy and hope that folks who said, oh, I'd like to do that, but I don't want a chair, now you guys are ready to get put into action. And I thank you, Linda, for agreeing to take on that project. Yes. So I wanted to share that good news with all of you. The next item on our agenda is the board expectations document. And that is a document that came out, actually, I think last year at this time. No. Or was it 2 years ago? Basically, the reason that I have this document on the agenda is because I wish to have all board members review it. And if there is something that you believe you want to add to it, and I think we need to be a little more tough, folks. I remember when that discussion came to the floor, you know, there was a lot of, well, you can't expect this, and you can't expect us to do that, and it's real difficult to do this, and how could you make us do that? And But we're in a different place now, I think. And so I would like all board members to look at that document, and I want you to think of what we can add to it. And I would like to have that done by, I would say I'd give that also till January 1st. Because we was that a guide dog or was that Vince? Or somebody made a noise on my left here. Happy New Year. Gene is calling for the floor.
Perhaps since we have reviewed this and I agree, if there's any way of strengthening the existing language or adding on it, if we put it off to basically December 31st, it's easy, the holidays coming, to forget it. So I would say
December 1st?
Yeah, that would be the latest, I would say.
Okay.
On or before December 1st. Okay. And we don't have, but we don't have a date set for that. Let's just. Well, the.
Okay, hold on. Why don't we?
Well, let me explain.
Go ahead, Gene.
I would like, since I'm the one initiated it, I would like to get people's input so it could be integrated into the document so that when we have the December board meeting, you have a more current document that reflects the input.
So then, Gene, would you want board members then to submit their additions and or suggestions for strengthening the language by... November 30th. Yes. Send them to Gene. And Gene, thank you for taking on the captaining of this initiative.
Actual specific language, not just concepts, but actual language, especially those of you who are skilled writers, that would be very much appreciated.
And remember, it is my expectation, and yes, I am using the word expectation, that the document will not be weakened, but it will be strengthened. So... And I'll have to reread it because I think I have some suggestions I'll send to you as well, Gene. So thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the strategic plan discussion and update. Now it's my turn. I did not print out and or keep in electronic format here on this drive that I brought, the information that I had regarding the strategic plan. We have two people that we're working to get the bids from. Gene and I, when they are completed, will be looking at them. It is my hope that they will be, one of them is completed, the other one is not. And it is my hope that we can come to this board at the latest, the beginning of the year, with our recommendation of who should be chosen to do the strategic plan for CCB. It's my hope that we as a board could get together after the CCB convention in the spring. The reason I say after instead of before, because originally I was thinking before. The reason I say after is because I really believe, yes, our strategic plan is important, but I really believe that we as a board need to also support and participate in Capital Day, which happens before a convention. So these are just my thoughts. Nothing is wedded in stone as far as, you know, or set in stone as far as the when, so we can discuss it a little more. But that's where we're at. Yes, Jeff.
Thank you. Will the bids include the steps that the bidders are going to use in formulating their strategic plan? I mean, for example, are they going to do a survey? Are they going to want to meet with committee? I mean, I don't know what all the specifics should be. I'm just going to say, will we know what we'd be getting for our money with
yes.
whatever? Okay, thank you.
Peter.
Also, as part of the, will there be a timeline associated with the, that the vendors will have to submit as part of their bid packet?
You mean their submit their completed strategic plan?
Yeah, I mean.
Recommendations?
Recommendations for timeline.
Yes. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Don't get used to it. Gabe said, I'm getting good at the word yes, and I told him, don't get used to it. Okay. The next item on the agenda is public comment. For those who have public comment, raise your hand and Ed will. Okay, Mike Keithley first and then Beth Berenson.
Can you summarize what the strategic plan is supposed to do? I remember hearing it, but I've forgotten, so I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Basically, the strategic plan is supposed to assess the organization, its structure, its health, and give the organization guidance in the direction it should go, what its strengths are, what its weaknesses are, and I'm trying to summarize. So that's pretty much the summary of the strategic plan and what it's supposed to do. And, yes. And of course, what we're going to do to, sorry, Jeff made me do it. And what we're going to do to address some of the deficiencies that might be identified in the strategic plan. Okay, we'll have Beth. Is it specifically on this?
Yeah, this is Jean.
Okay.
I think just the answer, it really is going to give us our vision as to where we want to be in maybe the next 5 years, and it may also answer whether our mission needs to be changed in any way to address the times that we are in this century. So, and that will help us then decide where, as an organization, the resources should go into if they need to be redirected. Thank you.
Okay. And I didn't say all that because I know, you know, Mike wanted a summary. So, but Jean, you are correct. Okay, Beth?
I have a question about the conventions. So this is for Peter, and I apologize if you had answered this in your report, but how much did it cost for us to put on the
this convention?
Spring convention? And for this convention, are we anticipating losing money for this? And if so, how much?
And for this convention, anticipated it's going to cost us about $25,000. And I can't remember our revenue figure.
We will be losing
money. We will be losing money, though. And in the spring, I don't have access to those figures, but probably cost us about the same, and again, we lost money in the spring.
And is it because fewer people are coming to the conventions?
Basically, it is because fewer people are coming. It is because, unfortunately, we're not making our food and beverage minimums. Which, I mean, that's what it is.
Are we meeting our goals in sleeping rooms? Are we losing money there as well?
At this convention, we met our goal, exceeded our goal in the fall. And in the springtime, we missed our goal.
And in the spring and at this convention, we did not meet our food and beverage minimums. In fact, to be open, honest, and totally candid, when some of you walked in here and you saw plates and things like that on the table, we have done some things at this convention that, frankly, CCB can't afford to do. But in the internal discussions, what we basically decided was we're going to have to be paying the hotel back thousands of dollars for not meeting our food and beverage minimums, even though we can't afford it. You know, how can we make it less and get something for what, you know, for what we're having to pay, so to speak? So, you know, you'll see, you know, that the board members had dinner in executive session. There'll be a couple of other things that you may not have been used to seeing, but all of these things were done so that we would have to pay back less dollars cents to the hotel. Peter? Gene wanted the...
Thank you. Just as Donna and Peter have said, when people do not support the meals, that makes the significant cuts in our food and beverage minimum, and therefore, if we don't pay the difference, then we have to pay the rent for these rooms. So it's a rippling effect. Actually, there have been some people who have verbalized to me that saying, oh, these prices for these plated meals are outrageous. Well, they're actually cheaper. They're a few dollars cheaper than what they will be in the spring, at least $2 or $3 cheaper. Well, people are probably going to the restaurant or going off outside. And I mean, we're not trying to balance everything on people's back, but that's the reason that we're not meeting the minimum food and beverage of $15,000 all inclusive. And then we have to have the room numbers. And that's why we've been paying significant amount of money. And it was, you know, decided to, as Donna said, rather than just giving the money, there's going to be a lot of things that the next few days that you will see and receive as attendees, but it is because we're going to pay, and it's better to get something for our money than just handing it over to the hotel, to be really blunt. So we need to encourage people to, in the next, we got the next, tomorrow or this evening, I guess tomorrow when the registration desk, is to buy tickets for the plated meals so that we can bring up our numbers. And that means there'll be less that we'll have to put out as an organization. Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
Madam President.
Just one second. Before I recognize that familiar voice in the audience.
Here at last.
Well, I know your voice at National. You call me Carla.
That was 2 years ago, and you'll never forget it, will you?
That's right. Before we, before public comment, I was also reminded by our esteemed secretary that we're in the past have taken the comment, but you know it hasn't been specific interaction and back and forth between board. The other thing I want to say is these are great questions, and Beth, thank you, and others that have answered them. We are going to have time as well to have these detailed discussions on Saturday afternoon when we have the vote. So I'd encourage you to also bring your questions there and participate in that process. Mitch.
Well, I want to respond to Beth's initial question because it's called reality. Conventions don't make money except when they start doing what we did in ACB probably 5 years ago and what CCB is finally beginning to do. And that is by getting corporations, getting those one percenters to give us money, and in return, we recognize them and give them publicity. Conventions just don't make money any other way. Nationally, convention attendance, and I don't just mean at our conventions, people aren't going to conventions. And that there are a lot of reasons for that. But the reality is hotels are in business to make money. And unless, for example, CCB makes its food and beverage minimums, we pay even more. That's happened to ACB in the past. Happened to us 2 years ago, I think. Cost us a lot of money. So that's the reality. That's why it's important to get sponsors, and that requires a lot of effort and a lot of hustling. But that's the reality in 2012, and it's not going to get any better. You know, the days when you could come close to breaking even, you didn't have to do a whole lot. You just figured 300 people would show up at your convention. They ain't ever coming back, and it's time we realized it.
Thank you. I believe the next person that had their hand up was Bernice.
Thank you. I just had a question. You say that this convention will cost about $25,000. How much do you take in from the membership for the various fees that gets applied against that?
If Peter is able to access those figures remotely from here, he will have that answer for you at the discussion on Saturday for the vote. Because Peter doesn't have those exact figures, and we don't want him to guess. We want to be accurate in what we state. So, Peter, you have a note of?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Okay, John Gasper?
There are two ahead of you. Hi. Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
This evening, I was just going to make a brief report about what's going on of the Yosemite Gateway chapter to just let the health of the board and the members know. Within the past few months, our county transit system has had some serious problems. They decided in August to, among other things, increase fares and cut service. in so doing, they are attempting to do, they're going to attempt to do something that they've determined that apparently they're going to be discriminating against us. We ended up sending a letter. I signed the letter that Margaret Bowman and Garcia, our vice president, wrote on my authority and submitted it to them. They did not respond at all, except saying at their last public meeting to put it on public comment. So this is a very serious problem in the Merced County. It doesn't just affect us, the blind and visually impaired. It affects the seniors and other disability groups. So hopefully in the next few weeks and months, as we go on this, we can give you an updated news on what's happening.
Thank you for that, John. And just to let you know, Jean and I were very pleased when we saw that letter come out, because Margaret consulted with myself and Jean and Project Easter Seals Project Action. Oh, it wasn't Project Action. I thought she did it in her capacity as
Easter Seals. As an employee there.
Right. I'm pleased that you're continuing to move forward, and hope that you will have some positive news to report, because we're very pleased that how you've all come together to advocate. Thank you. Okay.
Katrina.
We can only eat so many meals, each of us. But how many meals should each of us be buying when we come here? Mm-hmm. And also, that's one question I have. Another is, there was some mention about room numbers. Does that mean if we go to the restaurant or the other place, the lounge, or whatever they call the other place, should we be paying for our meals on our credit, with our putting it on our room bill?
No,
so it could be counted.
What counts is basically if you sign up for the banquet, the president's dinner, one of the luncheons, and the breakfasts, the organized breakfast, lunches, and dinners that are in the CCB program. That's pretty much what counts toward our food and beverage. And Jean, did I forget something, or is that
what?
That's it. Okay. Mitch said if only the bar did count. Before we recognize Charlene, I have to say that I am so happy that he's here causing trouble, because last year at this time, we were very, 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 very scared. So I'm glad you're here, my love. I knew he was going to say that. Charlene.
I just wanted to mention that if people are concerned about buying the dinners at the banquets and luncheons and stuff, I ate at the restaurant today and used their discounted meal that they had, which is about $16 or $18 for a small chicken breast and like a half of what you'd normally get for mashed potatoes and some very delicious asparagus. But the prices in the restaurant are not that much different than the prices we're getting for the meals. And you get a better meal. You get a salad, you get your dinner, and you get a dessert, all for the same price.
And beverage.
Thank you for that, Charlene. Any other hands? No? Now, Artis had wanted to say something was about public comment. Okay. During public comment you wanted?
No, it wasn't a public comment.
I'm sorry. Okay. Peter? Peter wants to make another announcement.
Just like to remind everybody to please check out the exhibit room. It's located on the lower level in the Santa Fe ballrooms. It opens to the public at 9 a.m. on Friday. And and closes at 5 sharply. That was from Abby or... So again, we need to really encourage, support our vendors and check out the exhibit rooms on Friday and Saturday. And be sure to purchase sweepstakes tickets. We got some great prizes. And again, don't forget about purchasing additional meal tickets. Thank you.
Spoken like a true treasurer. Okay, everyone, thank you so very much, and thank you for participating in the public comment. Check out the program for all the wonderful activities that are going to happen at convention. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Do we have a second?
Adjourn into executive session.
Well, we will adjourn the public portion. You're correct. We will adjourn the public portion of this board meeting and resume our executive session. We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Thank you very, very much. Motion carries.